This is An Unexpected New Member, written by Dusa, read by Mistborn Hero, a dark matter podfic rated for general audiences featuring the relationship 5 and the android, tagged for Fluff Space Stations, 5 found a puppy, android is a softie. Summary: 5 was just supposed to buy some items. Instead, she brought back to the Rasa a little puppy. 5 was running. She still had the hope the other members of the Rasa didn't notice she was still on the station. It was a long time since they had time on their own. 3 did not really want to let her alone, but she was gone before he convinced the others it was too dangerous. The galactic corporations were not as present in this part of space as others, so she had wandered around the station. It was a pretty station, and one could forget it was not a planet. There were trees along the road, and she even found a fountain. She had lost track of time, and soon was late. 10 minutes were not too much. 2 would not be too upset, and maybe she did not even notice she was not on board at the same time as the others. 5? She stopped when she heard the voice behind her. Yes, android? Something's wrong. You're late, and... She hesitated. I was worried something had happened to you. Nothing's wrong, android. I was just going to my room to leave the things I bought on the station. Oh, can I see them? How could she refuse her when she asked like that? Sometimes android just looked like a little kid discovering the world. It was so easy to forget she could turn into a deadly weapon in an instant. Well, you know... I just bought the usual things. Some papers, tech, and other things. She tried to avoid android, but she was on the way and did not move. She started to be suspicious. Is there anything you want to tell me? You know, if there are any problems, I can help you fix them. It is my duty as the android of the Rasa. No, there's nothing you can do. 5 answered immediately, a little too fast to be believable. Did your bag just move? She came closer and took the bag before 5 could avoid that. There's noises in there. Android looked confused. 5 was scared of her reaction and tried to explain herself before the bag was opened. You see, he was alone on the road, he was lost, and he reminded me of the me before the Rasa, at least me after we had lost our memories. It's so hard to explain. She was speaking as fast as she could. I heard him. He looked so miserable that I couldn't just leave him there. And then I saw this kid throwing stones at him. I had to take him. The android was puzzled. She had now a little ball of fur in her arms. She did not know what to do with it. So, you brought this into the Rasa? Yeah... 5 was no more sure of her decision. It's just a puppy. I'll take care of him. You won't even know he is here. And he could be useful. Just imagine 3 trying to resist him. He can't say no to me. Well, if you say so. After all, it is not me you have to convince. It is 2, the leader of this crew. 5 tried to retrieve the dog, but Android started to walk to her quarters, the puppy still in her arm. In a moment, she turned towards the infirmary. 5 was following her, smiling. She loved when Android said she was just Teresa's android, but at the same time showed more mercy than most human beings they had encountered. Now Android was cooing at the little puppy, trying to calm him down, while she was finishing the checkup. You know, you're a lucky boy. There's nothing wrong with you except for some lost fur. Now we need to feed you and give you a name. Then I'll give you back to mommy. Five could not hold her smile as the fondness overwhelmed her. Whatever Android said, she was more human now than the first time they had fought her. Each day passing was a new discovery. They still had so much to learn about each other, and surprisingly, Android was one of them. What do you think of chocolate? She heard Android ask the puppy. I discovered I loved chocolate thanks to your new mommy. You know she loves drinking hot cocoa when there is no one to see her? And there are so many little things I could tell you about her, but later. For now, you need to gain strength, so you need to eat and sleep. Do you want a pillow or a blanket? Maybe both. I need to search information about your kind. Five could just watch the scene and keep smiling. Android talking to the dog she had just found, giving him a name and finally looking at her. Her smile was beautiful. How could someone say she was just an object? Five was not one of those people, not when she witnessed moments like this. Yes, Chocolate is a perfect name. What do you think, Five? Do you like it? The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge Weighted Blanket, where we are to find someone who has blanket permission and no podfix made of their works. I looked at the Dark Matter tag and was happy to find that Sush Tussaw, T-S-U-H, had blanket permission and no podfix made. I hope you've enjoyed. I had fun. It was very cute to read. So I hope you enjoyed. And please remember to drink some water today.